The first question, dear Longpa, how do we bring mindfulness into our daily lives beyond formal meditation practices? Attending the online retreat and having to go to work has always been a challenge for me. I would feel peaceful after the morning chanting and meditation before heading to work. However, when I'm at my workplace where people are often stressed out, complaining, and talking badly about each other, I often feel easily agitated and would feel very drained out by it. I would like to get Longpa's advice on this. Thank you, Longpa.
So we need to have mindfulness. And so we know that when we go to work and there are all kinds of people there, that those people we're with, they don't practice the Dhamma, and they don't have the sense of control, restraint over their bodies and minds, and that the defilements are driving their hearts, and they have this sense of self. And so there's this feeling that I'm good, other people are not good, and they think in ways that bring themselves stress, and they go and gossip and talk badly about other people. And so these are all sensory experiences that one meets with when one goes to work like this. And when you receive those already and you feel annoyed, then this is a defilement which is coming up for you. And so there are these defilements within these other people, and they're expressed, or they express them through their body, their actions of body and speech. And then you listen to that, you feel like you don't like it, that you're annoyed by it. And this is the defilements coming up for you then. And so there's anger, dosa, which is beginning to arise. And in this case, the energy of one's heart starts to reduce, get wasted. So you need to have mindfulness here. And to think that right now the mind is becoming deluded by these objects that it's experiencing is a sense of self that has arisen already. And there are other people, a sense of other people have arisen already. This feeling and understanding that there are other people that aren't speaking well and that I am listening to this. And so there is the sense of there being these other people, and we are listening to them or experiencing these sensory impressions coming from them. And the mind is becoming deluded in that, and it's concocting, proliferating upon that. So we need to have mindfulness teaching our minds. So we can teach ourselves how before we didn't feel annoyed, but now this has come up. And it's something which is not sure, it's unstable. And this annoyance will disappear as well. So if we have mindfulness there, understanding these things as they happen, seeing them for what they are, then we will slowly improve and gain an understanding. And the annoyance that we feel and the proliferation that comes from that will be reduced. But if we don't understand it for what it is in time, then the mind will just carry on thinking, proliferating about this, and the energy that we waste will just constantly be wasted. So in our practice, we need to understand these sensory experiences for what they are in time. We need to have this knowledge right at that point where there is this contact. So we need to be looking after our minds well. So we understand that when we do the meditation in the morning, we do the morning chanting before we go off to work, then there's this ease within the heart and there's energy there. So then we need to be cautious then, to be careful around what happens next. So when we go into our daily lives with our activities, when we go to work, need to be mindful. When we meet with these sensory experiences, and there are people saying things that we don't like, we need to be cautious there and not allow the mind to chase after that experience, and rather just carry on training the mind. So if our samadhi is good and this feeling of irritation arises, then we see that it's just a feeling that comes, stays for a bit and goes, and that the mind doesn't get involved with that, that the feeling is just a feeling. There's still that feeling of irritation there, but the mind is able to separate out from that feeling. And so this is something that we can experience and train in little by little. And as we practice, then we'll slowly develop this ability. So you know, just try training and practicing like that.
Dear Longpa Anand, thanks for your kindness and compassion in guiding us on the path. As I am planning for my own funeral, I see myself attaching to the formalities and ceremonies. I do reckon that planning the funeral is more for the living ones. If I'm already dead, the wake does not matter to me anymore. For example, listening to a particular chant or theme of the funeral. The point is for my family, for a time for people to take my funeral as a reflecting point of the impermanence of life, as well as practice Dhamma on a daily basis. Is this the right view? Thank you.
So the understanding that you have is a correct understanding. So arranging the funeral of someone who has passed away, people can gather together and can contemplate into the nature of death like this, that people must die. That before they were a family member and were able to converse with one another, talk with one another, and they were born into this world. But one day this Dhamma of change appeared and they have this breaking apart of the body and death, and this is something which is normal. And the Dhamma that the Buddha taught was that form is always changing like this, it's uncertain like this, that it's not a self like this. And so when we arrange funerals, for the most part there's chanting, and that chanting, it's the teaching of the perfectly self-awakened Buddha, it's Abhidhamma, it's high Dhamma, and teachings about this form being something which is changing, which is stressful and not self. And both the physical form, there's the subtle forms as well, and that they're changing like this, and that these forms need to die. And so it's not just for people to gather together and to chat with one another and not give rise to any sense of sobriety or dispassion in the mind. And rather these funerals, they're on one level to give encouragement and energy to the people who are related or know the one who has passed away. It's not that it's not a good thing. It gives us encouragement to the family who are experiencing grief over the one who has died. It gives energy to their loved ones like this. And so this, and also encouragement for them to carry on with their lives, to carry on putting up a good fight in this world. And so this is the kind of common level of meaning of the funerals. But a deeper level is for those who are joining to be able to accept the truth that this is the way it is. And that it's not just the people that we love who pass away. We can see that that all the generations before them, they've died as well. And so our father's father's father and mother's mother's mother, like this. These ancestors have passed away. And the people who lived 100 years prior, they've all died. And for those who are living now, in 100 years, they'll be dead as well. And so this is the nature of beings to pass away like this. And so those who are joining, they can contemplate and see into this truth, the truth of change, of unsatisfactoriness. Now it's anatta, it's not self. And so this is the level of meaning of a funeral, on the level of cultivating the mind, of meditation. And to not get pleased in these formations that we like and enjoy. So to arrange for one's own funeral first, that it's okay to do that, that's fine. And it can help to reduce the worries that people have. And some people, they decide to donate their body to a hospital, and then there's no more duties that their relatives have to do with the body, and that's fine. And for those who do that, then they can feel this ease in their heart, and they're making merit before they pass away as well. Because if we just burn the body, then no benefit comes from it. So they think, well, I'll donate it to a medical institute first, and the doctors can use that to do research and gain knowledge that they can then use to potentially help many, many people's lives. So this is a great form of merit that one can create.